This is the time of year when we have to start worrying about what we're going to answer when we come in front of the Kisei Shemalo after 120 years. And one of the questions that we're going to be asked is Tzipisa li Yeshua. Did you hope for Yeshua? Weißt du, that that is an obligation like that, that a Yid has to be Zweifel Yeshua, he has to look forward. Yeshua has to be something that he misses terribly, and that he at the very least occupies his mind with the hope and the expectation to get back to Eretz Yisrael as soon as he can. Now, particularly for us Chutznikim who live over here in Chutz La'aretz, we have to ask ourselves to what extent are we Mekayim the Tzipisa Yeshua. Very hard, really. You know, we live in America. Everything is very nice and comfortable, and we enjoy the life over here. And at the same time, you know, we're good to Yidna. We try to be. We learn. We daven. We do all kinds of things, and it's hard to see what Eretz Yisrael would add to our Yiddishkeit at this point. So, what exactly is the tzuga of the Tzipisa Yeshua? So I said just now, well, we are good to Yidden and we do whatever we can. Whenever I feel like that, I take a look in the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin or Mezuzos, Perek Vov, Halacha Yud Gimel. That Rambam always makes me feel so bad. Let's learn the Rambam together. That's in Halacha Yud Gimel. Chayiv Odam Lehizoya B'Mezuzah. You have to be very careful with the mezuzah, with the mitzvah of mezuzah, because everybody is mechuyev tomid. Kol hazman, he has to have a mezuzah in his door. So that v'chol eis sheyikones v'yetze, that whenever he goes into his house or outside his house, he goes outside, yifka b'yichud shemay shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He comes into contact with the two Pashyas, Shema and Vahoyam Shemaya, which deal with the Yichud of the Rebbein Nishlalam, the Yizkar Ahavosai, and he remembers the Ava, which he feels to the Rebbein Nishlalam, the Yud Mishnosai, and the Yud Mishinosai, the Yiur Mishinosai, the waking up from his dream, Ushigiyosai, and his messing around, Bahavle Hazman, where he's busying himself with the Havle Hazman, the Yeda Shain Sham Dova Ha'oimed La'oilam U'la'oilme Olamim El Yediyas Tzur Ha'oilam. The only thing that matters is that has any eternity to it is the knowledge of the Shain Sham Dova Ha'oimed La'oilam U'la'oilme Olamim El Yediyas Tzur Ha'oilam. He becomes sensible again. Isn't it easy to be a Jew? Every time you go in your door, every time you're out of your door, you meet up with these ideas. Moreover, Amru Chachomim, Kol mi sheyesh lo tefillin b'roishoy, uvizroya, uvitzitzis b'bigdoy, umezuzah b'pischoy, muchzik lo shlo yechta, shareyesh lo mazkirim rabim. He's got all these things that remind him of the Ikrei HaEmuna, the Hein Hein HaMalochim Shematzilin Oysa Milachtoi, Shneema Choyne Malach Hashem Sov Lirei Vayichalsem. I don't know, I feel so bad. I've gone in so many doors and I've passed out through so many doors, so many times. It goes into the, I don't know, it must be between the millions. And I never think of these things. I'm not Pogeya B'Yichud Shemay Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nochamo, let's read that again. V'chol Eis Sheyichnas V'Yetze Yifka B'Yichud Shemay Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Shema V'Yizko Ahavosa V'Haftas Hashem Elokecho V'Yeyo Mishinosa. Rambam says that the Shofar is supposed to wake us up from our sleep. So here he's saying the Mezuzah is supposed to wake us up from our sleep. U'Shekiyoso B'Havle Hazma, and all the things that we have in our minds which are oisik in the Havle Hazman, the Yeda Shein Sham Dovo Aymed La'olim 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 La'yidiyah. How many of us do that? I hope all whoever's listening to this, maybe he does do like that, but I don't. And it's just awful. Because how can we talk about being a good Jew when these very simple things, we say, and we're always very happy, oh, we have malochim who are looking after us. So the Rambam comes along and says, who are those malochim? That's the mezuzah. That's if you treat the mezuzah. Some of us have the minhag, go in and out, so you kiss the mezuzah. But that's not the point. The Rambam doesn't say you're supposed to kiss the mezuzah. The Rambam says you're supposed to think about yichud and ava, and not to be shoyge behavle hazman. We have to be tzefiyo Yeshua to in Eretz Yisrael, sof kol sof, and zorcho boch Hashem, at least once a year nowadays I'm in Eretz Yisrael, but not everybody in Eretz Yisrael is a tzaddik either, and maybe not everybody in Eretz Yisrael thinks of these things when he goes in and out of the doors. Of a sof kol sof, there's not so much shigiyo behavle hazman, sof kol sof, at least where I am, I'm in Bnei Brak most of the time in certain parts of Yerushalayim. So there, the Torah is so tangible, and the Esek in Yiras Shemayim is so tangible that I have a feeling that I don't know whether we're such good Yid, or whether I'm such a good Yid over here, living in Chutz La'aretz, where there are hevle hazman with which I'm oisek. And so, these malochim, I don't know that we have these malochim. At least I don't know whether I have these malochim. So it's just a very, very big machayev. I mean, those of us who are oisek a little bit in Kiruv, we tell the people whom we talk about and we spell out Yiddishkeit to them and we tell them the beautiful things that you can live in such a consistent life. But then when I think about myself and I think of the poshut, like the mezuzah, who doesn't have a mezuzah on his door? But to say that every time I go in and out, okay, enough said, but it's the vice is we have to be tzoyfer liyeshua. Or, at the very least, if the feed the matzah in which we are, and whatever cheshbainus, and there can be legitimate leshainus, I suppose, to be living in Chutz La'aretz. But the question is, when we are here in Chutz La'aretz, can we at least bring Eretz Yisrael to us if we can't go to Eretz Yisrael? At least permanently. So the question is, can we bring Eretz Yisrael to us? So that sounds like a silly question. Of course you can. Eretz Yisrael is over there and I'm over here. So Eretz Yisrael is not over here. But the emes is that it does look as though there is a little bit of Eretz Yisrael that we can bring home to ourselves. And that's this Moir de Garashi at the end of Vayetze. It's interesting, I've got always this Rashi in my head, and just tonight I looked at the Ramban over there, and I see he creaks on Rashi, and I'll read it to you, but the Rashi is Moiradik. The last pasuk in Vayetze says, V'yakov holach l'daka, we say it every time when we have Tfilas HaDerech, V'yakov holach l'daka, v'yifku vo malachei Elohim. Yaakov goes on his way towards Eretz Yisrael, and malachei Elohim met him. Vayomer Yaakov kasher ro'am, oh, machane Elohim, said, this is the machane Elohim. Vayikro shem amok emahu, machanoim. So Rashi, who were these malochim who came to meet him? So Rashi says, malochim shel Eretz Yisrael, bo'u likrosoi, lelavoisoi la'oretz. They came towards him to accompany him to Eretz Yisrael. And he called it Machanayim, Shtei Machanois, Shel Chutz La'aretz, Shebo Imo Ad Kan, Shel Eretz Yisrael, Shebo Likrosa. They came to meet him. So Rashi, in both those Dibur HaMashlos, makes it very clear that at this point he was still in Chutz La'aretz. We'll see in a moment how much he was in Chutz La'aretz. And still Rashi says, the Malachi Chutz La'aretz were going to leave now. They only brought him Ad Kan. Now that the Malachi Eretz Yisrael are coming out to meet him, so the Malachi Chutz La'aretz can go. So what are the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael doing over here? He's not in Eretz Yisrael yet, and look how far he still is from Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban creaks on Rashi. So the Ramban's Loshen is like this. Vayifku bo malach Elohim, Loshen Rashi, malach Eretz Yisrael, yotzu likrosai. Machanaim, shtei machanai, shel chutz la'aretz, bo imoi ad kan, shel Eretz Yisrael, yotzu likrosai. Vani tomo bozeh, shari adayin lo yigia Yaakov la'aretz, he's nowhere near Eretz Yisrael, v'rochai koyo misham. ושולח מלוכם אלי סוב מרוחק ושום נאמה ויעבור איזה מעבר יבוק לעיתון וישלח והוא יבוק הנחל גבול בני עמיים שהוא דרום מסמזרוכס לארץ ישראל, ועדיין יש לו לב גבול בני אמון, he has to still go through the whole of Ammon, he has to still go the whole of Moav, ואחר כך ארץ אדום, through the whole of Edom, ותחילוסו ביוסו באורץ בשכם אויר, שניהם אבל יובו יעקב שולם ישכם. That's in the middle of Vayishlach, way, way, way later. He's gone very, very, very far in the meantime. So what are the Malachi Eretz Yisrael doing over here? It was so far away. But the emes is that I think that you see in Chazal, the Moira de Gezach over here, that you can ki'ilu be in Eretz Yisrael, even if you're not in Eretz Yisrael, as long as your whole attention, your whole she'ifa is towards Eretz Yisrael. That's a Moira de Gezach. Bechlal, you see in the Maharal also, I think, that addresses in the Ribbono Shel Torah are not necessarily geographic. I think the Maharal says the Teretz, Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Yoshua Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Abba Me'eretz Shona. They were there for 400 years. But they were only there for 210 years. So how can you say that they lived in Mitzrayim 400 years? So I think the Maharal learns like this, that the Pshat is that even though they were in Eretz Yisrael, we know that the you start counting from Yitzhak's birth. But how can you count from Yitzhak's birth? They weren't living in Mitzrayim when Yitzhak was born. So he says, yeah, but it's just like by us. We have a certain address. I live in Baltimore, let's say. And let's say that I would go for a year now to do something if I was in New York. So home is still Baltimore. So the child is like this. They were still in Eretz Yisrael. But from the later of Yitzhak, they were already B'nai Mitzrayim. Even in Eretz Yisrael, they were, my permanent address is in Mitzrayim. I haven't even been there yet. It's going to take me another couple of hundred years to get there almost. But the pshat is that now my Mokon is in Mitzrayim. So you can be in Mitzrayim while you're in Eretz Yisrael. So if you can be in Mitzrayim while you're in Eretz Yisrael, so you can also be in Eretz Yisrael while you're in Mitzrayim. And that's mamash the word over here. So the word is, so there the Malachim come and meet him. So you're already a Ben Eretz Yisrael. There is such a thing as being a Ben Eretz Yisrael even when you're still in Chutzal Eretz. That's a really very, very big machshava. Horaya, yeah? What happened when he left Eretz Yisrael on his way back in Vayetze when he left Eretz Yisrael to go to Lavan? So what happened over there? Did the Malachim of Chutz L'Eretz come into Eretz Yisrael to get him? About it not. Forget. Like every moment he was dreading leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz L'Eretz. So there's no issue of the Malachim of Chutz L'Eretz coming into Eretz Yisrael. Not Rachmona Litzlan. Yeah? Every precious step that he was taking in Eretz Yisrael was precious by him. So he's certainly not going to welcome the Malachim of Chutz L'Eretz coming to him then, because if they would have come then already, so he should have called it Machanaim then also. But I guess they didn't. And the moment he stepped out of Eretz Yisrael, I guess the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael said, okay, I've come to Sulai, this is where we're leaving. So then the Malachim of Chutz L'Eretz came, he never had a Machanaim. But over here, forget, he doesn't want the Malachim of Chutz L'Eretz, he wants the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. If the Yid wants the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael, weist us from Rashi that the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael come out to meet him. That's the Moira de Gezach. So he's a shtickled Ben Eretz Yisrael even when he is outside Eretz Yisrael. That's the Moira de Gezach. As long as his ponav, our tzfir, tzipisol Yeshua, that's really what is being said over him. You know, I heard once in a drosha from somebody, he said over the, from a Chassidish rabbi, I don't remember from who said it. I think people have heard it. By me, it was the first time I told it over to some people, so some of them had already heard it. It's a very far from Pshutash and Mikro, but it's a good word anyway. But we know the Abba Lashonis of Geula, Vaitseisi, Vitzalti, Vigualti, Vilokachti. So the emes is that the order is in the wrong order. Vaitseisi, Yisrael, Mitachas, Sivlos, Mitzrayim. I haven't taken you out of Mitzrayim yet. First, it's Vitzalti Yisrael from their work, Vigualti Yisrael, and the end, Vaitseisi Yisrael. So why is Vaitseisiyashem in the first place? Vaitseisiyashem mitachas sivlas mitzrayim. So this Rebbe, whoever he was, said, Vaitseisiyashem mitachas sivlas mitzrayim. I took you out from your ability to be soivel mitzrayim. Like you can't stand it in Mitzrayim. So, you know, I can stand very well America. I feel at home. The truth is I'm not even a citizen, but I still feel at home. But I shouldn't be. But it says Yisrael mitachas sivlas America, that if we are in a position of not being able to be civil, the civilized America, so then can sign, the Malochim from Eretz Yisrael will come at least from the distance and wave to us that we can live a little bit more of an Eretz Yisrael kind of life here in America. There's a sentence in the first of the Tzions, which we're going to say on Tisha B'Av, we're still going to be saying Kinnis then. So this first Tzion is beautiful from Yehuda Levi. Tzion halosi shalil l'shlom asirayach. One of the lines over here is like this. When I think of your people coming back to you, but that's not the pasuk which I wanted, but it's a much bigger pasuk. It hit my eye, and it's right before the one I wanted. Libi le beis el, v'lifni el, ma'od yehemeh. Now what on earth does this pasuk mean? I've got the art scroll kinnis in front of me and they don't read like I read. I said libi lebeis el v'lifni el. Now many slichos have, many kinnis have that. They have it in two words. V'lifnei el ma'od yehemeh. Doesn't make much sense that way. I think that the emes of Gersa has to be not like Ashkel has, but that Lifniel, Libi Lebeisel, the Lifniel, Ulemachanaim. Three place names. He's saying my heart goes out to Beisel, and it also goes out to Pniel, and it also goes out to Machanaim. B'chol Nigei Tehorayich. That's an impossibly difficult phrase. What does it mean? All the Negoim, which are Torah. No, Negoim are not Torah. Negat Torah is Tomeh. See in a moment. But why these three places? Libi lebeis el, velifni el ma'od yehmeh, ulemachanayim. Now why those three places? Well, Machanayim already, we know, that's the last one. We just learned it. In other words, while Yehuda Levi is sitting in Spain wishing he were in Eretz Yisrael and feeling so distant from Eretz Yisrael. But he says, when I think of Machanayim, I have a little bit of hope. Because when I think of Machanayim, I can tell myself that if I'm enough Tzofet Yeshua over here in Spain, so then the Malach of Eretz Yisrael will come to me over here also. So being mispoinen in Machanayim helped him in his Golos travail. Now why to Beis El? Now Beis El is in Eretz Yisrael. Pniel, we'll see in a moment, is not in Eretz Yisrael. But Beis El is in Eretz Yisrael. Why does his heart go out dafka to Beis El more than to Yerushalayim, more than to the other cities? I mean, I'm sure it went out to Yerushalayim too. But why does he mention Beis El? So the answer, I think, is because in Beis El, that's where Yaakov had the vision of the Sulam. Vine Hashem Nitzav Olav. The Rebbeinu Shalom is standing there on top and saying to him, you know what, don't worry, you're going out to Chutz La'aretz, but I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. Don't worry, you're going to come back. And that is the Haftocha, that as long as we are in Golos, the Maisi Ovo Simon Lebonim of Yaakov, Yaakov didn't know what would happen. He was running away from Esav. Maybe he'll never be coming back. So the Rebbeinu Shem told him, no, you are going to be coming back. And Mimele, there is no such thing as permanent Golos. The Maisi Ovo Simon Lebonim of Yaakov Avinu was that even to the extent that we find ourselves physically in Eretz Yisrael, that's not our real address. Our real address in Eretz Yisrael, and we will come back. So when Yehuda Levi was sitting in Spain, mourning his distance from Eretz Yisrael, so the Rebbeinu Shem told him, think of Beis El, think of Beis El, think of what I told Yaakov in Beis El, and you will know that if you want to, Eretz Yisrael will open its arms to welcome you. But then he had a different worry. He had a worry, yeah, Eretz Yisrael will open its arms for me if I'm a good Yid. But we're not such good Yid. We live in Chutz La'aretz, and there's no Sofik in the world that we take on a lot of the views and the way of looking at life, which is over here. I mean, the emphasis is our apartments are nicer than the apartments in Eretz Yisrael. We have all kinds of things which they don't have in Eretz Yisrael. So what is with us? So Yaakov Avinu must have been afraid, or Yehuda Levi must have been afraid, that by his prolonged living in Spain, so maybe he's not going to be the kind of Yid who is going to be welcome in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe Eretz Yisrael won't welcome him with open arms and won't send out its malochim to come and bring him back to Eretz Yisrael. And that was a worry that he had. But he thought of Peniel and he had comfort from that. What is Peniel? What did he think about in Peniel? Peniel is the Mokam where Yaakov fought with the angel. Yevosu Yaakov levadoi. That's such an unbelievable experience. Yaakov, Chazal make this big Indian over there that Rabbi Nisham is a Yochid, and Yaakov was Vayivosei Yaakov Levadoi Vayivek Ishimoy Adaloi Sashocha. I always think about this Sorosh Shel Esav. When he comes to fight Yaakov, why did he choose wrestling? You know, the Rashi learns, I think, that the Ramban, that Vayovek is lost by Yehovek. You embrace. In other words, wrestlers embrace one another, and that's the way they fight. So why didn't he use a karate chop? Why Dafka wrestling? Why not boxing? Why did the Sorosh Shel Esav, why did he wrestle with Yaakov? So I think that the thought is that because wrestling, the two opponents, mamash, they become one. If you've ever seen two people wrestle, there's a foot sticking out over there and an ear sticking out over there, you don't know who's who, because they're so entwined with one another, so that they mamash become like one. And that was really what the Sorosh Shel Esav was trying to do. Oh, he wanted to make one with Yaakov. You know that the Chazal learned earlier when Esav came to Yaakov at the beginning of Vayishlach. So he had a whole deal with him. He had a deal with him. He says, "Why don't we were fighting in the womb of our mother? So you got Olam Abo, I got Olam Hazeh. Why don't we make a new Chalukah? Let's both of us share Olam Abo, and I'll give you half of Olam Hazeh also." Yaakov said, "No, Hayilodim Rakim, I can't afford to have any Olam Hazeh. With my children, who knows what Olam Hazeh will do to them?" But that is what Esav wants. Esav doesn't like to be snubbed by Yaakov. That Yaakov says, "I don't want to have any shaykhus with you, I gotta stay away." And Esav doesn't want that. So what does he say? He wrestled with him. He wrestled with him, meaning that he wanted to become one with him. "I'm going to be machnia you. If I win, what am I going to be able to do that I'll have you in such a grip that you won't be able to shake loose from me anymore?" And that is what the Sorosh Shel Esav wanted. But he didn't. He saw that he couldn't. There was no way that he could get him through wrestling. Yaakov wasn't going to become a chelek of Esav. He wasn't going to be mevatel himself to Esav. That simply wasn't going to work. No, so then he took a different, the boxing. But Yigal b'kaf yirecha, that happened, so he wounded him. Oh, but the wrestling didn't work. See, that's the bericha. See, then he came to Sukkos after that. Sukkos, we go into the Sukkah also. To be away from, to be in the in the tail of Emunah to the Rebbeinu Shlalom, that after the fight, he came to Sukkos, and there he was able to breathe a sigh of relief. I'm still Yaakov Avinu. I'm not. I wasn't nifna to the embrace of Esav. So that was the third thing. This pniel. And that's what I think Rav Yehuda Nosi, Rav Yehuda Levi, I'm sorry, means over here. Libi lebeis el, v'lifni el ma'od yehemeh, ulemachanayim, v'chol nigei tzahorayich. What on earth does that mean? The negoim of you which are tohaya. Nega, nega, usually we associate with any makkah on the body is really nega, and it means to touch. So something has touched you, sometimes has left its mark on you. And usually that's connected with Tzoras, and he's Tomei with Tzoras, not Tomei, Toha. So if he's talking about Nigei Tehorayich, so then it has to be talking about the Din of Pricha. You have this strange halacha that if the Tzoras covers his whole body, so then he's Toha. So then it's not a Nega. So it's not Metamehem. It's only Metamehem when it's covering part of the body, but if it's covering the whole body, so then it's not metameh. That's not metameh. So why not? So the word is, I think that's how the Rebbe learns that, you know, from the Rambam, the end of Tzumas Tzaraz, so he talks about the fact that each Tzaraz is a warning for the next stage. First his house gets Tzaraz, and if he doesn't take the warning, then his clothes become tzaraz, and then if he doesn't take the warning, his body becomes tzaraz, and so on. So it's all a sort of a warning. So Mimela, the Rebbe says, that warning makes sense if there's somebody at home, Sidom Mitvehem and Tzoredin, there's somebody whom you can talk to. So when there's still part of the body which is healthy, which is whole, so then you can take the warning, there's something to rebuild. But once the tzaraz spreads over the whole body, it means there's nobody at home. If there's nobody at home, there's nobody to talk to, there's nobody to warn. So that would be the pshat in that. But be'etzem though, it's still difficult, because sof, what is tzaraz? Tzaraz is that the body gradually dies. The extremities start falling off. It's mamash a death. It's a living death. It's the most terrible sickness. It's a living death. And bit by bit, the body dies. Like you're still alive, but the body dies. The limbs fall off. It's a terrible, terrible sickness. So then if the whole body is covered with tzaraz, so your mamash is a corpse, a walking corpse. So what's the nigei tzarayah? So I think the Rav Yehuda Nosi may mean like this. It means like this, perhaps, that yes, it's taka true that you're dead, but there's also such a thing as tchias hameisim, that the Torah says to us, you know what, you're dead. There's nothing that can be done with you anymore. There's nothing that can be done. There's nobody to warn. There's nobody at home. Good. So you're dead. I tell you what, but you're going to be Torah. Why are you going to be Torah? Because we can make a fresh start. We can make a new start. So the Nigei Tehorayich comforted Rav Yehuda Halevi, even if the thinking of Beis El and Peniel and Machanayim didn't do the job, he still felt good. It's all very nice in Lomdus. I'm still over here. And I'm becoming a Spaniard. I'm not the Yid that I'm supposed to be. So the Nigei Tehorayich tell us, the Rebbeinu Shem understands that too. And the Rebbeinu Shem says that even when somebody falls very, very far indeed, there is a tchiyah, there is hope. We can make a new beginning, a fresh beginning, and your life cannot be restored, but it can be reactivated, and this time you can make it in a good way. So maybe that is what Rav Yehuda Levi thought, and that is his nechama, but we only need a nechama if we are tzoyfel Yeshua. Now in the 3 weeks, with Rosh Chodesh already approaching, we need to try and become a little bit people who, when we are asked whether it's a piece of Yeshua, will be able to answer in the affirmative.